بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Tonight, I have a wonderful story. But before we carry on with the story, let's go over what's been read. The time in Mecca. It was a difficult time for the Muslims of Mecca. Their enemies troubled them all the time. They did not let them pray in peace. They abused them. Sometimes they even attacked them. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to go to Medina, which was known as Yathrib at that time. Medina was a city some distance from Mecca. People of Medina came to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. Its inhabitants had heard of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they came to Mecca to meet him. On meeting him, they became Muslims, and they invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers to come to Medina. They wanted them to live with them. The Prophet ﷺ comes to Medina. First, the Prophet ﷺ sent his followers. He did not go himself, but waited for a sign from Allah. One day, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told him, "Don't go to sleep tonight." The Prophet ﷺ's enemies surrounded his house that night. The Prophet ﷺ saw them and told Ali, "Sleep on my bed and cover yourself with my cloak." Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu lay down on the Prophet's bed while the Prophet ﷺ quietly left the house. The Prophet ﷺ went straight to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's house, where Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had two camels ready for the flight. They mounted the camels and left the city. They went to a nearby mountain and hid in a cave there. They stayed in the cave for 3 days. Their enemies looked for them everywhere but could not find them. One day, some people who were looking for them passed by the cave. They looked at the entrance to the cave but did not go in. When they left, the Prophet ﷺ and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looked out. They saw a huge spider's web blocking the entrance. That is why the search party had walked by and had not bothered to go in. 3 days later, the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left with a guide who took them across the desert. He took them by a route which only a few people knew, and he led them safely to Medina. Every day the people of Medina stood outside the city. They looked towards the desert and waited for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They waited for many days, but he did not come. He came finally on a hot afternoon. He stopped in the shade of a palm tree and the people greeted him. They were very happy he was among them at last. People were overjoyed with happiness. This certainly was a great day for the people of Medina. The first sermon which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to the people of Medina has been recorded in the books of a hadith. In this sermon and this khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say a word against the people of Mecca who had prosecuted him and tortured him and driven him out of the city. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the people of Medina about hellfire and reminded them of the day of judgment when every soul would stand in front of the Almighty Allah to be judged and rewarded or punished according to his or her deeds. The end. Subhanallah, that was a wonderful story. So alhamdulillah, we're finishing for tonight. So later on, when you do go to sleep, a few things we must do. What are the few things we must do? The two things, do you remember? Yes. Well done, mashallah. We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua when we go to sleep. When we go to sleep, what dua do we pray? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And remember to pray the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, with your mommy and daddy, and give them a nice big hug. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Inshallah, join us again next Friday. Until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out.